Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
I'm proud to have served in the Army, the Congress, the White House, Chief of Staff, CIA Director, and Secretary of Defense. I've looked into the eyes of our warriors and deployed them into battle. I gave the order directing our special operations forces to fly two helicopters 150 miles into Abbottabad at night. And by the time the sun rose, Osama bin Laden was dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, that sound you just heard was from the Democratic National Convention 2024. That voice you just heard was a man that really, really needs no introduction for anybody that knows anything about politics. Former CIA director, former White House chief of staff, former director of the Office of Management and Budget under President Clinton, represented Congress from 1977 to 1993. He's now co-founded the Panetta Institute for Public Policy with his wife, Sylvia, and has served as chairman since returning in 2013. Former Secretary of Defense, former head of the CIA. The man has done it all. His name is Leon Panetta, and I'm honored and privileged to have you on the show today, sir. Thank you so much. How are you?
Stephen, it's good to be on your show. I have a lot of respect for the work that you do and, you know, what you do to try to bring the truth to the American people. That's a real challenge these days. So thank you for what you're doing, and it's great to be with you.
I'm honored to have you on the show, and thank you for your service throughout the years. You've done a great job, and I'm a real fan of yours, so thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on this show. First things first, as we sit here today, and the United States obviously is engaged in warfare with Iran, what is going through your mind at this moment in time on this particular day, especially compared to weeks ago?
You know, I always, in all of the jobs I've had, and working with the two presidents that I work with most closely, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, everything was about kind of trying to develop a strategy to try to make sure that you knew what you wanted to accomplish. You knew what the objective was. You knew what the strategy had to be. You knew what you had to bring together in order to accomplish what needed to be accomplished to make the lives of American people better. That's what public service is supposed to be all about, making the lives of the American people better. And I just get this sense that today we're floundering. We're bouncing around. We don't have a clear view of what our objectives ought to be, what we ought to try to achieve. We're just doing this by the seat of our pants. And as somebody who's been in, you know, in public service for over 50 years, I just think that the people we elect to office have to be a hell of a lot more disciplined about trying to get things done, about governing, about doing what's right for our democracy. So my concern right now is that I don't know that anybody's in charge.
Mr. Panetta, are you of the mindset? Because, I mean, if you listen to the folks on the right, of course, Donald Trump is in charge. He's the great commander and leader. We just must applaud every single thing this man has done. He's just the greatest leader we've ever had. Listening to folks on the right, the fawning is just disgusting to me, which is something that I've lamented for over the last year. It's just disgusting to watch, as opposed to, you know, really, really being in a position to challenge him, hold him accountable, or to support him when necessary. I guess I'm asking you this. When you look at it right now and the fact that we're there, is that about Donald Trump? Is that about Bibi Netanyahu? and the relationship that he's had with Donald Trump and that influencing America's position in all of this, led by Donald Trump. When you think about our presence in Iran, near Iran, who do you point the finger at when it comes to that, sir?
You know, I think about how the hell do we get here?
Yeah.
And my sense is that it was because the leaders of both countries, for whatever reason, had a very simplistic view of what would happen. That Netanyahu basically told the president, we've gotten intelligence that we could go after the leadership in Iran and basically, you know, be able to blow them up, and that will ultimately cause the people in Iran to rise up and bring down the regime, and we expect that would happen within a few days, and Donald Trump, who doesn't take the time that he should to read intelligence, to look at what the information is on the regime and what the intelligence was saying, that the regime is strong. They're in a strong position. It's not easy to bring down the regime. That was pretty clear. But rather than paying attention to that intelligence, President Trump decided to go along with Bibi, and they attacked Iran without telling the Congress, without telling the American people, without telling our allies. And in the end, it was a terrible miscalculation by both of them, because in the end, the regime did not come down. As a matter of fact, we have a regime that's stronger than what it was. All of the hope that ultimately this would be a very short war and would end very quickly, all of that has gone out of the window. We are now, far as I'm concerned, we are in another endless war in the Middle East.
Why do you say endless, as if it's something that we can't get out of? Why is that the scenario that you're painting?
Well, I'll tell you, Stephen, you know, when you look at the 80 years of history since Israel was established, we have had wars in that part of the world every few years. Mm-hmm. And rather, I mean, there were presidents like Clinton and I think President Obama and others, mm-hmm. that really wanted to figure out how could we achieve a more permanent peace in the Middle East. But unfortunately, there were too many forces that were against really trying to focus on the root causes of war in the Middle East. And so what has happened is that Israel has fought wars every few years against adversaries that were there. They may have defeated them at the time, but those adversaries always returned in one way or another, and we continued to have wars in the Middle East. And right now, I have to tell you, when you look at the situation in Iran, regardless of what we are able to do in terms of any kind of agreement to bring this war to an end, the regime in Iran is not going anywhere. And the regime in Iran is going to be more intent than ever in trying to achieve a nuclear weapon. They're going to be more intent than ever in trying to restore their missiles and their drones. Mm-hmm. And what I fear is that even if this war ends within the next few days, that within a matter of years, we'll be back at war again. That's what I mean by the endless war.
Got it. We're talking to the former White House Chief of Staff, former Secretary of Defense, former Director for the CIA, the one and only Leon Panetta right here with Straight Shooter with Stephen A. What do you say as a person that served under the Clinton administration, under President Bill Clinton, under President Barack Obama as well. What do you say to cynics and critics out there who say, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, for decades we've been talking about going after Iran, doing whatever we could to ensure that they don't have a nuclear weapon, they don't have nuclear capability, and that we neutralize them at every turn. Whether it's Clinton, whether it's Obama, or anybody else in between, those subjects have been broached as it pertains to Iran, but President Trump is the one that stepped up and actually finally did something about it. What do you say to cynics and critics about those, or, you know, towards those who oppose his actions in Iran? What do you say to them when they bring that up?
Well, you know, I think regardless of whether you're on the left or the right, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're an independent, I think we all have a duty to kind of ask, what was the result? What was the result of a war we're engaged in? Are we better off, or are we worse off? Right. And that's an important question. And, you know, Bill Clinton looked at these issues and always had to decide, you know, am I taking the right steps here? Am I doing what's necessary for the country? I mean, for those that have not been in Washington or have never had that experience, let me just suggest to you what I think is there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. The right way to do things is to sit down when there's a crisis and have very smart people around you who are experienced. No president should be afraid to have bright people in the room that may know more than he does. That was true for Bill Clinton. It was true for Barack Obama. And it was true for George Bush and for his son. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you have bright people, experienced people. You want to make sure you go through a process of analyzing what is the crisis we're facing. What are the consequences of taking action? What kind of action should we take? Should it be military? Should it be diplomatic? What will give us the best results in taking that action? What they do is they think it through. I don't think this president operates that way. I don't think he takes the time to think it through. You know, he's captured by somebody who, you know, I worked with Bibi Netanyahu a long time. He's very persuasive. And we mm-hmm. have, without question, we have a bond with Israel. Mm-hmm. But when he says something that things can happen very quickly, wait a minute. Before I deploy our men and women into harm's way, let me make damn sure that we are going to accomplish what he's talking about. We're putting our men and women in uniform in harm's way. The most awesome responsibility I had as Secretary of Defense was putting our young men and women in harm's way. I want to make damn sure we have a clear objective. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure we have a clear strategy. And I want to make sure we have an end game. I don't think this president went through that process.
All right. Let me ask you this, because the Trump administration says the Iran war is under control. Those are their words. But the Strait of Hormuz threat suggests otherwise, of course. To ask you this question, I think it's necessary. What does an honest end game look like in your estimation? And what isn't the public being told, in your opinion?
Look, to be truthful here, I think the end game ultimately has to be a change in regime in Iran. That's the end game you need.
Right.
Because if all you're doing is basically replacing one hardline regime with another hardline regime, very frankly, you haven't accomplished a hell of a lot. You may have blown the hell out of them. You may have blown up a lot of targets. But in the end, you've got a hardline regime that's going to be committed to the same thing that every regime has been committed to. So you haven't gained a lot.
Okay.
So I think the most important thing is to change the regime. How do you do that? Well, frankly, I think if the president had exercised a little patience here, in the 12-day war, Israel and the United States really did damage to Iran's nuclear capability. I think they set them back badly.
Okay.
And the fact was that people were in the streets protesting. The economy in Iran was going to hell. The regime was in trouble. The supreme leader was in trouble. He was an old man. He was expected to die very soon. But that was the ingredients that you need in order to allow people to rise up and change the regime.
But they went too far because they killed them.
Taking the patience. I mean, look, the president himself says help was on the way. Baloney. Help wasn't on the way. Not the kind of help that should have been done. We should have been providing help to the leadership for the protesters. We should have given them support. We should have done the things that would have allowed them to be able to rise up and bring the regime down. None of that happened. And now it doesn't look very likely that it's going to happen at all. So my concern is rather than taking your time, rather than evaluating all the consequences, rather than looking at what can happen and what you've got to be prepared for. I mean, the fact that this president was not prepared for Iran closing the Straits of Hormuz is irresponsible. When I was in the National Security Council and we were talking about action that we might have to take with Iran, the first thing considered was the fact that they were going to close the Straits of Hormuz. And we had a plan to open it up. Why the hell didn't this administration have that kind of plan? Why were they caught by surprise? Why are
they operating unilaterally
with the Straits of Hormuz that are closed? I mean, it's just, you know, it's incompetence.
No question. Leon Panetta, former CIA director, White House Chief of Staff, Secretary of Defense, right here with Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Couple of questions before I let you get on out of here, sir, and thank you so much for your time. What's one decision Trump has made in this Iran conflict that you think was actually the right call, if anything at all, and one that you think history would, I can imagine what you think history would judge harshly, but is there anything you think he's done right here? Anything?
I think the fact that he joined with Israel to go after their nuclear capability and knock it back was the right decision. And in fact, it did set them back. We went after their enrichment capability, and I saw the intelligence before that attack took place. The fact was that Iran constantly, particularly after the Obama deal was set aside, they went ahead and began enriching nuclear fuel, and they were working on putting a nuclear bomb together. They were within, I think, a few weeks of being able to do that. Wow. So it was a dangerous moment. And I think that was a good time to go after their nuclear capability. But to now have another regime in place, and I don't know what will be decided with regards to nuclear enrichment or whether we'll get anything agreed to on that issue. But I think there's a real danger that these hardliners are going to come back and try to develop a nuclear weapon again. I think that's the concern I have.
Well, I want you to know that you just issued, you just displayed some, or verbalized rather, breaking news. You actually said that they were a few weeks away from developing a nuclear weapon, which is something the Trump administration was saying, and there were an abundance of Democrats who were refuting that. You're saying they were that close to developing a nuclear weapon.
No, that's what the intelligence showed. And I believe it. I think they were within a few weeks of being able to put a nuclear weapon together.
Got you. Understood. Last question for you. What's the single scenario in this Iran conflict that keeps you up at night? The one that could spiral faster than Washington is prepared for?
Stephen, I get asked that question, and you probably will also be surprised by this answer. The one thing I worry about the most right now is not our foreign adversaries, which, you know, it's important to worry about. The worst thing right now is the dysfunction in Washington. Mm-hmm. The fact that the president and the leadership of both parties are unwilling to come together to govern this country. They're fighting each other. We're in
paralysis.
The problems of this country march on, and the president and the Congress aren't doing a hell of a lot about those problems. That kind of dysfunction, more than anything else, weakens our democracy and weakens our national security. That's what I worry about the most.
I will say this before I let you go. I think it's utterly disgraceful that the president acts the way that he acts on too many occasions. But I think it's equally, if not more, damning and disgraceful that we have 435 representatives in the House, 500 representatives in the Senate. That's 535 elected officials, and the half that's on the side of the incumbent, the right. Most of them don't seem like they have a spine to even stand up to the things that he wants to do and to stop him. I think that I don't give a damn what he wants to do. If they're standing together and they're putting the American people first, then there's little that he can do to offset that kind of momentum. But they don't seem to recognize it because I believe they're too damn interested in keeping their jobs and not nearly enough interested in doing their jobs. I'll give you the last word, sir.
Stephen, you're absolutely right. We elect people to public office to govern, to do what's right for the country. The Congress is supposed to be a check and balance in our system. These people are supposed to stand up and do what's right. And instead, the people from both parties, frankly, both parties, rather than standing up, rather than saying, this is what the country needs right now, or we're not going to allow this to happen, rather than doing that, they're just simply sitting back and kind of crossing their fingers that somehow the country will be okay. That's not good enough. We don't elect people just to go back to Washington to save their seat. We elect them to govern and to make tough decisions. I tell the kids at our institute, in a democracy, we govern either by leadership or by crisis. If leadership is there and people are willing to make tough decisions and do the right thing, we can avoid crisis. But if that leadership isn't there, we'll govern by crisis. And that, unfortunately, is where we're at today.
Sir, so honored to have gotten your time. Thank you so much for being on my show tonight. Know that I'm here. If you ever need me for anything, I'm just a call away. I'm a huge fan of yours. I appreciate the work that you've done, the service that you've provided for this country all of these years. I deeply appreciate you, and you know you always got a home here. Feel free to call in anytime. Welcome to have you. You're welcome to come on board. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. It's good to be with you and good to be with your listeners.
Thank you so much. The one and only Leon Panetta, former CIA director, former White House chief of staff, former Secretary of Defense for the United States of America, right here with yours truly, Straight Shooter with Stephen A. The man making sense. Don't act like he don't know, y'all. He knows. He knows more than I know. He knows more than you know. He knows more than practically everybody knows because he's been around that long and you've seen the positions that he's held. Still retired and still getting secret information. You heard him say it. Going after Iran was justified. Democrats said it wasn't. He's saying Trump was right. It's just the follow-through has been awful. You heard him right here on Straight Shooter with yours truly. Stick around. 866-96-POTUS is the number to call up. This 866-96-POTUS. 866-967-6887. You're listening to Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Your calls for the remainder of the show up next in a minute. Don't go away.